producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this fourth hour, Tuesday, December the 1st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to go back to your calls in just one moment. I want to give people a quick overview of what we're going to be talking about. Of course, there's been a lot of articles talking about the lavish lifestyles, the champagne dreams and caviar wishes. Was that how Archibald, what was that guy's name? I can't even remember. That phrase just came up. Anyway, the way they're spending massive amounts of money on their dinners, on their plane flights, using massive amounts of energy as they complain to us about heating our homes and cooking on our barbecue grills. What you need to understand about this is what I think we ought to start calling crony climatism. We all know what crony capitalism is. And what crony climatism is doing is creating these phony green companies, one of which went belly up the very day before this conference began. And we're not talking about that enough. We need to talk about what happened with that one particular company. $3 billion is sucked out of taxpayers just in the United States. And you need to understand that in addition to global governance that they're trying to establish, creating an enforcement mechanism. And, of course, there's two options on the plate here, as we've seen from the early draft releases of this climate summit that's going on in Paris. The two options are that they, you know, just kind of nudge people along. They set up their goals and nudge people along, and then they transfer technology to the developing countries that's going to be nice and green and carbon-free. The other approach is that they're going to have teeth in this that are enforceable. And that is what Obama is coming out and talking about today. He's saying, we want to have an enforcement mechanism. Well, if you're going to have an enforcement mechanism, you're going to have an international bureaucracy, an international governance that is going to go along with that international taxation to make this all work, because that's the way they're going to operate this. But either way, in either of these options, there is a massive transfer of technology and money that goes with it, because it's all got to be paid for by somebody. That's all going to be a massive transfer of technology and money from developed countries to undeveloped countries. So we're going to have our industry shut down. We're going to have our income capabilities shut down. Meanwhile, our wealth is simultaneously going to be transferred to other countries at the same time. And it's all going to be filtered through the sticky hands of the same group of crony capitalists that are always there. The Al Gores, the Bill Gates. Bill Gates has a proposal where he's putting himself at the center of a venture capital organization. He's going to put some seed money in it. He's worked up with 20 different countries how he's going to do this. Understand, this is all flowing to these people, and know how this is going to work. We've seen this in microcosm in the United States with Obama's green failures. There were over 36 of them quite a while ago, and now we've just had one of the biggest ones fall the day before this nonsense begins. And understand, again, as I repeated, there are two options on the table. One of them is going to have a real hard enforcement mechanism associated with it, but both of them are going to be transferring your money, your freedoms, your income, your wealth. They're going to be transferring that to other countries. India is not happy about it. They're calling it carbon imperialism. They said, well, you know, we're going to have our future decided by this international body. And yeah, that's right. India and Russia are the only two countries complaining about that. Now, India's complaining about it, saying, we don't think we're getting a fair deal. We're not getting enough money. Well, I don't think we're getting a fair deal either, okay? Because this isn't being done in the interest of the United States taxpayer, the United States citizen. This is being done in the interest of the crony capitalists who are working with Obama. That's what they're doing with this. So it really is a kind of crony climatism that they're pushing on this. Let's go quickly to some of your calls. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Alex was talking to you. He ran out of time. Go ahead and finish up.
No, hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I was talking about the Republicans and Democrats basically growing from the same seed. Sometimes a plant will crawl along the ground, and sometimes it'll wrap around something, and sometimes it'll just grow into a shrub. But it'll still be the same plant. But
hang on, Tim. I'm going to have to let you finish that on the other side of the break. Sorry to go to you so late. We're going to be right back with your calls, and we're going to break down the failures of that and tell you about the three.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his life was green and good, not the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of this Alex Jones radio show broadcast on this Tuesday, December the 1st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go right back to the callers here in just a moment. Before I do, I want to let you know about some of the specials we have at the InfoWars store. We got a free ebook. All you have to do is sign up to the newsletter. The newsletter, if you sign up to it, you'll get a lot of free content, including other specials that are coming out. You'll be the first ones to know. But right now we have a free ebook, Keys to Survival. We've assembled the collective knowledge of experts in the field of finance, survival, health, and more, bringing you exclusive information on how to prepare for potential disasters. Again, you can get that free ebook just signing up to the newsletter. We also have a new product, InfoWars Premium Power Pack, just recently announced. It is selling at a price of $119.95, so just under $120. Others charge $150 or more for equivalent functionality. This is a very small power pack that you can use to power your phones, to power all kinds of devices for a very long time. It's so much power, you can jump your car with it, and it comes with jumper cables included in the bug-out bag. And one last thing, we've got a special that ends tonight, 25% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Again, all of this is available with free shipping. You can find that all at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, we've tried to give you a couple of different – we've run out of time two times before this when you tried to make your point. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, the comment I was making was basically that when we see the two parties that look somewhat different from one another, that we just have to realize, okay, ivy will grow along the ground. Sometimes it'll wrap around a fence. Sometimes it'll go all the way up a tree and strangle the tree. But it's the same plant. But basically, that's what I think of the two parties as, or two supposed two parties, which are really one party just joined at the hip, if you will, or two halves of one brain.
But yeah, yeah, we have a single party in Washington. We really do. And the reality of it is that you can look, and at the bottom, you can see people who are not involved in the leadership of the two parties. You can see them surfacing occasionally. You know, the Ron Pauls, the Dennis Kucinich. We just had a Democrat representative, a female from Hawaii. I can't recall her name. And she was pushing back against this war on Syria. And said, you know, we see what you're doing here. We understand that you're running this. We understand you're running. You're funding it. And we want you to stop this. I mean, she's speaking truth to power. That will happen in Congress occasionally. We've got Walter Jones, a good example, on the Republican side. But for the most part, when you look at the people at the top, they're all working towards the same agenda. And we can see this, whether it comes to climate change and these other aspects, or whether it comes to the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic partnerships, they're all trying to concentrate power into Washington. They really are on the same page. Even when they talk about something where there's a real fundamental difference to their constituents, something like abortion, nothing ever changes. It doesn't change when you elect Republicans or Democrats. It just keeps on plugging away, doing what it was doing before about abortion. So even on some of those issues where there is a distinction between them, it just keeps going. But we've seen over and over again, we elected a Republican majority just recently. What did we see? We saw that we got the same open borders that people were concerned about. We saw crony capitalism, nothing done about that. The Tea Party was upset about the bailouts. And what is going on with this climate conference that's in Paris? As I pointed out in the last segment, it is nothing but crony capitalism. They're going to fund a massive transfer of wealth and technology to developing countries, and it's all going to be funneled through these preferred individuals like Bill Gates, like George Soros, like we've seen in the past. That's precisely what's going to happen, and we've seen them failing left and right in the U.S. They can't even get started unless they get massive subsidies from the government, and it doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah, there is a single party. And the reason why we see that single party, of course, Tim, is because they're both being funded and supported by the same crony capitalists at the top who want a global governance. That's precisely what this is all about. The same people who negotiate these trade deals, these so-called trade deals, they do it in secret, and they won't let the elected representatives see it at all. And we didn't see the agreement until after a month after it was passed. And then they give us this massive agreement. As we pointed out many times, it was, I think it was four times the collected works of J.R.R. Tolkien, four times the size of Shakespeare. I think it was three or four times the size of the King James Bible. It's a massive legal document. You can't pour through that thing in the amount of time they're going to have to vote on it. I think it's going to come up for a quick vote during the holiday season when nobody's looking. They're going to ram this thing through just like they do other legislation of its type, things like the Federal Reserve Act that they did a little over 100 years ago, did that the same way. So that's what we're going to see. It's these people who are truly running the government. And if you have any question about it, then you have to ask yourself, how could they gag and bind the hands and the mouths of our congressional representatives about this, telling them they could take a peek at it, but they couldn't talk about it. The only one who had the courage to do that was Senator Sessions, and good for him, but nobody listened to him, quite frankly, unfortunately. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to someone who's on the phone from Africa, Patriot in Africa. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Yeah, calling in from Zambia here, and country has up to 14-hour power cuts daily. So globalization has really given us a nice little treat here. And you were mentioning Bill Gates before, and he's always in the media every couple of months shooting his mouth off about how he's afraid of a plague, or when we know that they have bioweapons, which they just can't wait to release on us. And so let me get your thoughts on that.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, when we saw the outbreak of Ebola, that happened around Sierra Leone. The Sierra Leone government believed that and shut it down and told the people to leave. It was the Tuskegee Institute that was there in Sierra Leone. They said, you either let this out by careless handling, or you deliberately did this as an experiment. That's where it started. We had John Rappaport talked about that when it happened. At the same time, they said, oh, no, you know, we're professionals. We would never let this thing slip out. What did we see? A few months later, we saw at the National Primate Center here in America, in Louisiana, right there with Tulane University running that again. Same university, same people who were involved in the Tuskegee experiments, withholding treatment from black people who had syphilis, letting that go for decades, showing absolutely no regard whatsoever, no more regard for human life than we saw in the Nazi concentration camps from Joseph Mengele. That same university, Tulane, which is running the National Primate Center, had brought in a deadly virus. They were using it as a gain-of-function experiment, as select agents. Doesn't that say something when the Center for Disease Control talks about these deadly viruses that are not indigenous to our country? They talk about them as select agents, and they bring them in for gain-of-function experiments. What they're doing is they're making them more deadly. Once you contract it, you have a higher chance of dying, and they make it more easily transmissible. So they're doing these experiments, and this escaped from a biosafety level 3 lab and got into the wild. And this particular bacteria is Burkholderia pseudomallei. This lives in the soil. It spreads in the soil. So they've done that to our country here as well, Patriot, in Africa, that we've seen that same sort of thing. And we know what they're doing. You're talking about, did you say 14 power brownouts that you're having a day?
Yeah, 14 hours daily.
Wow, that's amazing. 14 hours yeah. daily. Wow. And see, that's the whole issue. They're telling us that this is all being done to out of compassion for the poor. I'm going to have someone on tomorrow who is going to take a very different tack than the Pope has taken. The Pope says, well, we have a moral case that we need to essentially shut down power, that we need to transfer technology and material to the developing countries. And, of course, you know, you're there in Africa. You are, I'm sure you know that once we say we're going to transfer technology to help you out, to put solar panels there so that you can get clean energy, you know that that money is not really going to go to the people of Africa, right? You know that.
Absolutely.
It's going to go into the pockets of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the government, the corrupt government officials that are there, the corrupt corporations that are in alliance with them. So it's really not going to help the people. And we're going to talk to someone tomorrow who's going to say, you know, really the moral case is that we need to help people. We need to help them build their economies. And we don't have to make a choice between power that is readily available and cheap and power that is dirty. You know, we don't have to have a polluting industry in order to have industry. That's the false dichotomy that they're offering you. We have ways to make coal burn very cleanly. But, of course, you know, we can't talk about that. We can't talk about recapturing that. And so what they're trying to do is they're imposing austerity and starvation on Africa, but they're also going to be doing it to the first world nations because they're going to be taking away our wealth, our income capability, our production capability in the name of helping other people, but it isn't going to go to the other people. It's going to go to the people in between. It's going to go to the crony capitalists. It's going to go to the government officials. Was there anything else you'd like to say, Patriot, in Africa?
No, I agree with all of that. UN Agenda 21 is just horrible.
Yes, yes. And this whole thing is a UN agenda. And you can see that. Thank you so much for talking to us. You can see that in the logo. And I sent a logo to you guys. If we take a look at the COP21 logo, you look at it, it looks kind of like a copyright symbol to me when I first saw it. And it looked like it's all done in blue, the UN blue. There it is on the screen for those of you watching. Of course, you can see the UN laurel leaves around the outside. So we know it's a UN thing. We know that's the clue from those laurel leaves as well as the color. And then they've got the CC there. So is that are they copywriting technology there for us? So other people point out the similarity to the Comedy Channel. unfortunately, you know, it basically looks just like that, except that they reversed the outside C, and then they put Comedy Central, they put the other one upside down. I wish it was a joke. You know, the stuff that they're telling us that we hear from Prince Charles and others telling us that terrorism is directly caused by this. Prince Charles actually was saying that the conflict in Syria began as a drought in Syria. No, it didn't. It began with the United States and Britain and others, other NATO countries, arming the rebels that they brought in to overthrow the Syrian government. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls, and we'll be talking about...
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to Justice in Canada in just a moment. Talk about the UN court that they're setting up. And, of course, that is something that's been proposed by John Schellenhuber. He's the German climatologist, climate science scientist. And I use the term scientist loosely because, you know what? Science is about opening and questioning the data. It's about skepticism fundamentally. And I don't like to see this argument from authority. I talked about that last night. We've seen this science presented to us, and we're told that we have to accept it because the vast majority of scientists have accepted this. The vast majority of scientists are just listening to other scientists and saying, yeah, this sounds plausible to me. We've had a lot of scientists who, once they look into the data, have said this isn't true. As a matter of fact, Mark Moreno of Climate, Climate Depot, Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, has got a documentary that he's putting out based on the scientists who have gone in and looked at the data, looked at the models, seen that it doesn't predict this type of climate activity, and reversed their position. He's got a documentary he's going to be premiering in Paris in the middle of all this nonsense that's going on there. So, yeah, the science is never settled. That's the nature of science. It should always be open to questioning. And yet we see repeatedly that they will hide the raw data from us. They don't want us to see the raw data. I was part of a group that was trying to get data from the emails as part of the ClimateGate emails that were going back and forth between England and some that were on the American side. And we have this professor, the guy who created the hockey stick, Michael Mann, you know, that Al Gore loves so much. He had all of these emails that he had done on work time, working for the University of Virginia. It was part of what he was doing. The taxpayers were paying for him for this research. And they absolutely refused to show their raw data, to let anybody else draw their own conclusions from the data, to see where they collected the data, how they collected the data. Was there a bias in the way they were collecting the data? Was there a bias in the way that they summarized it? They went to court to fight that. They fought the attorney general there in Virginia, and they said, no, this is proprietary information. And it's like, no, you've already published your findings, and your findings are being used to establish public policy. You can't hide behind that anymore. And this is something that you did while the taxpayers were paying you. It should be out in the open. And if you're a real scientist, you don't have a problem. You can stand up to the scrutiny of other people. You invite peer review instead of trying to censor peer review. So we've seen that happening for a long time. But, of course, what is pushing all of this? We have to have a means to establish global governance. We have to have some kind of a global crisis in order to have government come in and save us from that global crisis. And the aspects of a global government that they need, of course, are some kind of regulations, a international court system, some kind of a international planetary court, which has been proposed by Schellenhuber, who is an advisor to the Pope, to Prince Charles, to others on the climate issues and their groups. They have to have some kind of a climate court. They have to have some kind of an enforcement mechanism. They have to have some kind of funding, taxation system. And then, of course, they're going to have a military or a police force to enforce this as well. That's where this is all headed. This is what this is the basis of. I would say to the people who believe in man-made global warming, I would say to those people, look at the way they're shutting your free speech down in Paris. I mean, they've come after the people who want the government to do even more, think the government is not doing enough. And I would say, look at the foolishness of trusting the government to solve this problem. Because that's the socialist, communist mindset that these people are coming from. Look at how these people are dining at these restaurants, you know, where they get a $380 minimum per plate cost, how they're living this lavish lifestyle. You know, I guess when Obama was there, they asked him what he was going to order, and he said, well, I'm going to leave that up to the French president. He didn't want to make a mistake ordering something. You know, he didn't want to have a pâté faux pas, I guess. But, you know, it really should have been a faux pas for these guys to live this kind of lavish luxury, to tell people in the streets, we don't want to hear your point of view, shut up. We're going to keep the people in the conference 100% safe. We're going to guarantee 100% security for those attending the conference. But the people on the outside, we can't guarantee your safety. That's essentially it. They're not going to guarantee anything for you. This is all for them. This is all for the elite. This is all for the ones who are the puppets of the globalist elites, the ones who are going to get their sticky fingers on all this money that is going to be transferred at the point of a gun from the industrialized countries to the undeveloped countries. It's not going to help anybody in those other countries any more than our involvement in Syria is helping the people there. When we come back, we're going to go back to your calls. We'll go to Justice in Canada first. I know you've been hanging on for a long time. We want to talk about this UN Supreme Court, because that's really one of the key things that they want to set up, along with the taxation, along with the bureaucracy. That's what you have to have when you've got a global government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to go right away to our caller, Justice in Canada. You've been holding for a very long time. I apologize, but thank you for holding. You want to talk about the UN Universal Supreme Court. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Hi, Mr. Knight. I appreciate finally being able to speak on your show, and I hope that one day I'll be able to speak with Mr. Alex Jones as well. I'm the newly appointed Chief Justice of the Universal Supreme Court here in the Chilcotin, in the Chilcotin territory in the heart of British Columbia. I'm trying to get to you some good news. in the whole mess that you guys are fighting against. And I do commend you and Alex Jones and everybody on your show for all that you've done over the years. We've been following you since 9/11, and I do applaud everything that you guys have tried to do, and I think you guys have done a tremendous job, and we need to keep up the fight, and certainly maybe we can partner together with what we're doing up here in Canada. And
well, tell me what the Universal Supreme Court is, because when I looked at that, I thought we were talking about the UN Planetary Council that Shellen Huber and others have talked about in order to enforce their climate
right.
regulations on us. What is the Universal Supreme Court?
State that I believe that the climate court that they are trying to propose is in response to the Universal Supreme Court, and I'll explain a little bit more why. And I hope that maybe you could sometime get me on a show where I could expand on these ideas more fully, because I'm just going to touch on them really briefly and really quickly. The Universal Supreme Court of the Tsilko team, that's the USCT, has been created by the Aboriginal people here in the sovereign territory of the Tsilkotan. The Supreme Court of Canada last year in 2014 had come out and admitted that the Tsilkotan people have been a sovereign nation and have never signed a treaty with Canada, and therefore the territory here has always been sovereign. And of course, we haven't been treated as sovereign, but the people here are trying to further their sovereignty, and we have been greatly opposed in the process. So we are the world's best-kept secret right now, and for good cause, because those people who are out there trying to pull the strings in a fraudulent manner, hurting a lot of citizens of this world, are watching what we're doing here, and they know that we are anti everything that they are doing.
Let me ask you a question, since you're talking about a court system. What do you think about jury nullification and the government court systems that we have right now? I know we have a long tradition of that going back to English common law, and we both share that tradition in Canada and the United States, where juries had the ultimate say-so, where they could judge the laws and not just the facts of the cases, but we are routinely lied to and intimidated by judges, attorneys who try to appeal to this, get into a lot of trouble with the bar. So that's the sad case that we have right now. I think that's one of the key tools of power that are not being used by the American people right now, and that's their power as a jury. Just one person out of 12, an 8% solution, could shut down tyranny at the federal, the state, or the local level by saying we're not going to convict our fellow citizens. And we've seen this kind of thing happen during alcohol prohibition. We've seen it to some degree during drug prohibition. Do you have anything like that? What do you think about jury nullification in Canada? Is there any movement in Canada to establish that?
Well, I do have a lot of thoughts on that topic, but right now I think it's more important that I tell you a little bit more about what we can do for you in the bigger picture. For example, if you go on our website, it's the universalsupremecourt.org, and I'll say that again, universalsupremecourt.org, you will find there our laws, our Constitution of the Tsilkotan Nation, and the Universal Supreme Court Act. It says in the preamble.
Well, I'm going to kind of leave it at that. You got the website out there. I'll let people investigate that. We don't really have time to go into depth on it, and it's going to be a hard thing to do on the radio. But I appreciate you hanging on and letting us know about that, and people can go to that website and check that out. And I'm going to go to some of the other callers that are on here. But before I do, I want to lay out some of the issues that I think are really behind this crony climatism that we've got going on. It really is Wall Street greenwashing. And the people who support this on the left, and understand, they always come up with a way to sell global governance to you that's going to fit into your paradigm. Excuse me, I had to cough, struggling with a cough here. They're going to sell it to you if you're on the left. They know that you care about global warming. You've bought into that, that's my point of view. I don't believe it at all. But nevertheless, the people on the left care about that. So they will say, this is a global problem. We need to solve this with global governance. On the right, they want to bring in what they think is free trade. And, of course, we know these trade agreements are nothing at all like free trade. People on the left, many of them understand that. So you need to understand that this is not about helping the environment. This is about corporate greenwashing for the Wall Street people. Today, we've got a story from Reuters After the leader's rhetoric, climate negotiators start to work on a deal. They said the biggest obstacle is money. This is all about money, folks. How to come up with the billions of dollars developing nations need to shift from fossil fuels and adapt to the impacts of their problem, climate change, global warming. They don't want to call it that anymore, of course. They say it's a lack of commitment. This is a Chinese delegate says, unfortunately, there's a lack of commitment by the rich countries to make deep cuts and to help developing nations with new finance to tackle global warming. In other words, cut your standard of living, cut your production, cut everything, that cut your income, and then transfer your wealth to us, okay? But it's not even to the poor people who need it. It's going to go to the intermediaries. They point out the mood has also been brightened by major spending announcements, including a plan by India and France to mobilize $1 trillion for solar power for some of the world's poorest people, and private sector initiative led by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates to mobilize billions of dollars for new energy research and development. Understand, he's going to put himself at the epicenter of this new venture capital fund. He's going to get first pass at these different things that come out, and he's going to make himself even richer. They say Republicans have signaled that they're going to oppose authorizing the billions of dollars that Obama has pledged to help developing nations adapt to climate change. In other words, to hand over to carbon billionaires like Al Gore and Bill Gates. Now, they say the current goal is $100 billion per year. Let me repeat that. $100 billion per year by 2020 to help them to get cheap energy sources, cheap and clean energy sources. And today we saw this plan that Bill Gates is coming out. Again, this was actually yesterday he unveiled plans by an international coalition to invest billions of dollars in clean energy. 20 countries are involved in this. The United States is one of those. And the countries have pledged to double their investment in low or no carbon energy research. They said during the summer, Bill Gates said that he would invest about $1 billion over the next 5 years. This is not altruism, folks. This is buying his way into the controlling mechanism of this. Well, what could possibly go wrong? Well, we're going to talk about what has gone wrong. But what could go wrong with this agreement? They're pointing out that India and Russia may be ready to throw a monkey wrench into the machinery of this global consensus, because that's what they really want. They want a consensus. This is an article from WND. It's Patrick Wood, an economist and an author they talked to. He says, we've already seen India calling the U.S. a carbon imperialist. We're one of the carbon bigots of the world. How dare we? Obama tried to tell India how to run its affairs. And of course, they're absolutely right. That is what's going on. But see, Obama is doing it to us as well. It's not the United States is a carbon imperialist. It's that this small group of elite capitalists and their hand-picked puppets in places like high places like Obama, they are the ones who are the carbon imperialists. And what's the deal about carbon, about imperialism? Of course, India knows about imperialism. That's when you presumably have your own government. You know, all the way through the bureaucracy of India, it was all populated with people that were native, all except at the very top. At the very top, they had a few British people controlling it. But all the rest of the way down, this massive bureaucracy that the British created when they controlled India, all the rest of it was populated with Indians to make it appear as if it was a local government. But it wasn't. It was an imperial government. When you got a few people at the top dictating to other people what they're going to be able to do, their standard of living that they're going to be able to have, forcing austerity on them so they can get even richer, that is imperialism. And that's being done not only to India, but it's going to be done to the United States, even though we are the ones pushing the hardest for it, because we are the ones who've been taken over the most by the crony capitalists. Russia is also pushing back on this. They say Russia has also said it will not abide by the carbon cuts designed to limit global warming to, and again, this 2 degrees centigrade increase that they're talking about. Again, that comes from Schellenhuber, the guy at the epicenter of all of this stuff, talking about this 2 degrees that we can't move one way or the other. They have absolutely no basis for any of their models. When they have predicted how we would see the temperature go up if we saw carbon dioxide emissions go up, carbon dioxide emissions did go up, in fact. Temperatures did not go up. They play games with where they collect it, you know, as well as I do. If you look at the thermometer in your car, we lived outside of the city back in North Carolina. We would see from the small city of Raleigh to where we lived about 30 miles out, we would see a differential typically of 3 to 5 degrees. In terms of it being cooler, because where we lived, it was a massive forest that we lived in. I even see it here in Austin. I see a difference in temperature. I live in the exurbs of Austin, and it's not a heavily forested area. But I still see, after I get out of the heat desert of the cities, I see that. So they're very careful about where they put their thermostats. Put them on airport tarmacs. They put them in the middle of cities. If you adjust, where you put your temperature can give you those kinds of differences. Of course, we also see that NASA is talking about contradictory information. Sometimes they'll come out and say the polar ice caps are melting. But, you know, we had in February, they said the polar ice caps are bigger than they've been. We've seen 6 years of growth. We just had another report talking about how they were at record depth, even though they had a larger amount of snow melting on one side of Antarctica. The snow accumulation, not the snow accumulation, but the ice accumulation, was much greater in the other parts of Antarctica. The environmentalist then came back and said, oh, you're talking about snow accumulation. Said, no, there hasn't been any snow. It's actually increasing ice. So we get this back and forth. Even NASA can't decide, because in between those two reports, talking about how much it had grown in 6 years, and then talking about the record net increase that they've had, there was one saying, oh, it's shrinking. All coming from the same government agency. So the science is not settled. The models do not predict what they said they were going to do. As a matter of fact, the models, for the most part, are untestable. They're talking and theorizing about things that are going to happen 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years in the future. There is no way to do this, so they appeal to their raw basis of authority. But going on with what's happening with the crony capitalism, they say in the case of Obama, we already know what he's going to do. He's already laid it out. He's looking to use the Clean Air Act. He's going to rewrite it. He's going to implement it. He's going to implement these policies using the EPA, using the Clean Air Act, using his executive authority. So we know it's going to be rammed down our throats, but they need a consensus, and they need to come up with something and how they're going to transfer this to other people. And that's where the crony climatism comes in. And I want you to remember, most people remember Solyndra. That was talked about a lot. That happened a few years ago. But the night before this climate change summit came up, Obama had been pouring money into a company from Spain called Abnegoa S.A., and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. We need to look that up, because we need to make that a household word. But it's a Spanish company. Abnegoa S.A. received $3 billion in administration sustainable energy loans and money from the Export-Import Bank in the form of loan guarantees. So they announced that they'd started bankruptcy proceedings the day before this conference began. And this is a huge amount that is going to be involved in this. What they were going to do, they were going to build four power plants in California and Arizona that were solar power plants. And they are now going to renege on some of that, I assume. Some of that has gone online. The plants that are online are only putting out half of what they said they were going to do. Sounds very much like things that we've seen before with these other green companies that Obama has been funding. If we go back and look at April, we saw that the Obama clean energy loans were leaving taxpayers $2.2 billion in the hole. That was a Washington Times report back in April. Now, that was $2.2 billion in April, collectively. Okay, and they were saying that, well, some people have put it at $4 billion, but then they're playing games with it and getting it down to $2 billion. Whatever. We've now seen another $3 billion just with a single company that is going bankrupt, this Spanish company. So it's growing that quickly. There was a list back in 2012, 3 years ago, there had been 36 taxpayer-funded green energy failures. And, of course, one of those was Solyndra. That was a $500 million. And everybody was talking about Solyndra as a great example of this kind of crony capitalism. And these figures, again, do not include any state, local, or federal tax credit subsidies. This is just some of the other federal loan guarantees that were part of this. So that was back in 2012. There had been 36 green energy failures at that point in time. And they just keep failing. Nevertheless, we see this report that green energy sees a secure future from Obama's climate plan. So in spite of 36 countries failing 3 years ago and even more now, in spite of one that's $3 billion failing the day before the climate summit, we now see that nothing is going to change, of course. Obama is going to stick the course. He is going to continue to subsidize these people. They talk about how solar and wind energy in the United States is likely to have a secure future thanks to President Barack Obama's plan to cut carbon emissions by forcing utilities to use renewable resources. So their hands are tied. They've legislated and said, you're going to produce X amount of electricity from renewable resources, and so then it really doesn't matter how much it costs. You're going to have to raise your utility rates. You're going to have to fund these companies that continue to go belly up because they're mandating that you do that and then mandating that they're going to subsidize it. So that's the greenwashing that's going on with this. If you really believe that there's man-made global warming, you have to understand that it is really about transferring the money. We've got two options that are coming up in this climate agreement that they're trying to hammer out. We've already seen the draft agreement, and we know that there's two options. One of those options is essentially a voluntary option where people are going, they're going to promote compliance, but they're not going to enforce compliance. Now, Obama has said, and the Obama White House has made no secret in the past of talking about how they needed to make this agreement legally binding, how they needed to have an enforcement mechanism. Now Obama is saying the same thing himself, saying it personally. So they're escalating this to a level that they've never done before. And I want to tell you, and I've talked about this on the nightly news, out of these two options, one of them, which is promoting it, doing it voluntarily, that doesn't get nearly the kind of detail as option two, which is an international tribunal of climate justice. It addresses cases of noncompliance of all commitments by the developing countries, and it produces a list of consequences. Who's going to enforce these consequences? If you're going to have an international group that's going to be above the sovereignty of these individual nations, that is going to enforce compliance, you are talking about a world government. And as I pointed out before, when you look at option one, which is this kind of, well, let's just kind of promote it, they don't have the details down. They don't know how many delegates they're going to have with this. But when you look at option two, the hammer mechanism, they know precisely that they're going to have 12 members. Half of them are going to be from developing countries. Half of them are going to be from non-developing countries. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to go to your calls. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to go back to our callers. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to let you know about specials that we have at the InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new product that Alex has been talking about, the Premium Power Pack. Others charge $150 for power packs that have lesser specifications. This will not only charge your electronic devices, but it will even be able to jump start your car with the included jumper cables. That's available for $120. We have free shipping available at the store. We have a free ebook, Keys to Survival. All you have to do is sign up to the newsletter to get that free ebook. And we have a 25% off special on Super Male, Super Female Vitality that ends tonight at midnight. And again, free shipping on everything at the store. I want to go back to our callers in just a moment. Before I do, I was just handed an article by Matt here in production talking about what needs to be ironed out in this agreement. And, of course, me, the people like The Atlantic, who believe that there really is a man-made global warming problem that needs to be solved, are looking at this and saying, you know, there's a possibility that they won't even reach a global temperature target. That they won't even set that target. And it's like, well, you know what? That's a real possibility. And I hope it is, because I don't think a few politicians should be sitting around and setting the global thermostat. Who are they to determine whether the temperature needs to be hotter or warmer? Of course, we know that they have the capability to do that, and not by controlling emissions. We know that they have the geoengineering capability to do that. We know they've been messing around with geoengineering for quite a while. You can take a look at the Skyder Alert app. That's where people will phone in places where there is a cloud covering because of chemtrails that they're spraying in that area. And you can see in those areas, they correlated that to a rise in the temperatures over those areas. Again, you can make it look as if the climate is doing something, or you can actually manipulate the climate. When they have the geoengineering conference that they had in August of 2014, there were several papers saying, this is crazy, all this talk about setting a thermostat globally. Who are we to do that? We don't have the wisdom to do that, even though we do have the mechanism to do that. And they always talk about it as if it's not something that they're doing. We've been covering that for quite a long time. But it is just I think people on the left who even understand, who believe, I should say, that this is something that needs to be done, even they understand that this is really going to be nothing but greenwashing. Hopefully they won't come up with some kind of an enforcement mechanism that's global. Hopefully they will just come up with some good commitments that they have to each other, make each other feel good about it. But I'll tell you one thing that is going to happen, because it is already happening. They're going to be pouring massive amounts of money. All they really want to do is get the okay from their governments to transfer money to these greenwashing tech giants, as we see Bill Gates getting his finger in the pie. Let's go real quickly to Chad in South Carolina. You want to talk about ISIS, defunding ISIS. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Knight. I haven't heard that term, to defund ISIS. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard them saying that they want to do that. No. We really know that they are funding ISIS, aren't they?
Yes. I heard defund Planned Parenthood, but I haven't heard anyone say we need to defund ISIS. And also, it sounds like this is Salinger 2.0, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And did Salinger get bailed out? Whenever everyone invested in Salinger, and the masses, the people, us, we lose our money.
That's right.
We invest, and then they get their bonuses. They still make their money, but yet, see, anytime we get smart, we say, well, we'll invest in the military-industrial complex or the pharmaceutical industry. Then they go belly up, and then they get bailed out. So it's no beating them. It's just exposed, right?
And, of course, this is going to be Salinger 2.0. The Spanish company that went belly up just before the climate conference began, that is six times bigger than Solyndra. And it just underscores the crimes that are really going on here. That's all the time we've got. Sorry to the rest of the callers. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Texas Communications Radio Network.